Give your Lord praise today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Church, you believe he's the way maker today? You know, you see that you come off of the holiday season, and all the things that you do at Christmas and then New Year's, and you come into January, and the church research says January is usually your lowest month of activity and your lowest month of giving. You're just, because people are so deflated from the holidays, they come in on a Sunday and each Sunday thereafter, and they just struggle to get motivated again. I don't think that's going to be accurate here at Crosspoint. I don't think it's going to be like that here. I believe we just allow God to be God and God to move upon our lives, and we say 2024 is going to be better than 2023. Why? Because I serve a risen Savior that goes before me and makes a way, because he is the way maker. The miracle worker. Many in our church need that miracle working power today. Many are out ill today. Family after family out ill. And those families have been sending messages to the pastor, to the church, pray for me. I'm out sick. Even this morning on the prayer chain, we see online, we're out sick. We need prayer. We're going to pray for them today. Why? Because we serve a miracle working God. To pack the house, bring God's people to health and wholeness. And I ask Crosspoint Church to agree with me as I pray that God continues to move upon the hearts, minds, and souls, and spirits of not only us, but our community, our state, our country, and our world. He's not quit. We may grow tired a little bit going into a January, but God is ready to go. Father God, in Jesus' name, Father God, we believe that you are the miracle worker. Lord God, we believe that you're the way maker. Father, in Jesus' name, I pray right now and agree with the Crosspoint Church family that you'll touch each and every one of our own and others, Lord God, that are sick in body today, that just not feeling well. So many of these bugs going around, Lord God, we just thank you that we could call upon your name. And you're still in the miracle working healing power. You're still in the business, Lord. We thank you for that. Lord God, for all those sick in body, Lord, that are home struggling, we agree with them for health today, Lord. For those moving into 2024, wondering if they could be a better 2024 than 2023, Lord God, we agree with them. Because there's always hope. Your word speaks it to us, Lord. There's always hope. We never lose hope. Lord God, make the way for us in 2024. Blaze that pathway in front of us. Lord God, we thank you for that. We thank you, Lord. We are your people. You are our God, and we serve you, Lord. Let your power move upon each and every one of us today, not only in the house, but all those watching and all those at home and those that will watch and hear the podcast for weeks to come. Lord, we pray upon their lives. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Hey, seek a couple people out and say, my 2024 is going to be better than 2023. My 2024 is better already than my 2023. Thank you, sir. You're feeling that a little bit. You know, people feel like, wow, it's just a little bit... You know, right? You're just feeling a little deflated. You know, that's what, you know, all the stuff that we go do. So we thought this day we would juice you up a little bit, you know, when we send some confetti out your way after that second song, right? Kind of wake you up a little bit. I hope you're okay with that. Happy New Year, folks. We love Crosspoint Church, and we are believing that Crosspoint's going to have a better 24 than a 2023. And 2023 is pretty good, but we're believing God's always moving forward, and he always has something better for you. Do you believe that today? Pray for those that are home, sick in body. They are just so many people that are just struggling with so much that's going around, that it's probably going to stick around with us for a while, but we're just believing, as we do, that God's healing power will touch them quickly. So we welcome you into the house today. Thank you so much for coming in. And, you know, it's a service on a first service on the new year. Lots of people stay home, but unfortunately, a lot of people are staying home because they're sick. So many families. So we would just continue to pray for them. I pray that you had a great holiday season, that your Christmas was wonderful. I pray that your New Year's was great, and God's blessing you already. He's going to bless you and continue to bless you as you go into 2024. I don't know. I was in the sanctuary praying this morning here at the worship center before service, and I don't know. I'm feeling something for 2024 like I've never felt before. So I'm telling you, folks, get ready. 2024 is going to be something special for you. Give them praise. How many made a New Year's resolution? Come on, be honest with your pastor. Come on, raise your hand. Anybody make a New Year's? Look at my wife. She's raising her hand. You know, I'm going to tell you, I'm raising my hand. I made a resolution to pray more, to study more, to read more. Between me and heaven, not the normal traditional New Year's resolutions, but just between me and God, excuse me, I'm just going to pray more, read more, study more. I think that's a pretty good resolution. What do you think? I want to commit to that. I want to be that. What? That's what I want to do. What are you really talking about? We're in this alive and active series that we launched last week. And thank you for being so understanding as we make some modifications to our Sunday morning service and how we do things in the format. Thank you, Pastor Mike, for bringing the announcements with such enthusiasm. I didn't know you could be that excited about announcements, right? Thank you. Thank you very much. I love the energy. Thank you so much. And thank you for your understanding as we make some adjustments going into 2024. What are we talking about in this resolution thing, this New Year's resolution? Let's do a little review this morning, church. And we're talking about just being alive. Right, people doing this alive thing, like I want to do something different in 2024 that I did in 2023. It's about personal growth. I got to make a change. So they commit to something and they make this resolution, which is just a commitment really to themselves, that they're going to have some personal growth. And then they pick what that is. And I used, you know, losing weight last week as the one I talk about. And then they say, I'm going to be active with that. I'm going to do something with this to produce some type of result. That's my activity. Some go to the gym and some do other things to lose weight and whatever they commit to. That's the activity part of it, the activeness of it in their hearts. They're going to do this. And we told you 90% of the people fail by the end of the month. So if you're making that resolution just between you and you, you know, you're going to struggle maybe. My resolution was just a commitment to heaven. It wasn't a New Year's resolution. It's just the same one I make on a regular basis. God, I'm just going to do better. I just got to do better. I'm feeling like I just got to read more, pray more, study more in 2024 than I did in 2023. The same resolution I make every year. I will do better, Lord. That's what people do, right? But God provided that. We talked about that last week. God provided this already, this alive and active. In Hebrews 4:12, he says, listen, for the word of God is alive and active. The word of God is alive and active. It's sharper than any double-edged sword. That's what it is. That's the definition of the word of God. And then it says it penetrates even to dividing the soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart. That's what it does. So the description is what it is and then what it does. You talk about a resolution. You just look at that scripture right there and say, I got to make some changes for personal growth. You dive into the word deeper, it's going to be, it penetrates to dividing your soul, your spirit, your joints, your marrow. It judges your thoughts and attitudes of the heart. That's what it does. It doesn't get any better than that. There's some personal growth for us, right? The alive word in the Greek means to live or go on living. Right? The active part means I'm going to be effective. In the Greek, it's going to be I'm going to be effective and powerful as I live. And that effectiveness, that power is going to be used to produce some type of result in my life. That power is going to be active in my life. the word of God is going to give me power. It's going to be active in my life, and it's going to produce something. Who doesn't want to have that? See, that's why people make New Year's resolutions. They want to have this being alive feeling for personal growth. They want some activity there to get them to their intended result. And God's word does that all for you. That's alive and active. I want you to look at the scripture there, and the thought goes like this. God's word is alive and active at the same time. It says alive and active. It doesn't say alive and or. We, as just humans on planet Earth, live it like an and or. Sometimes I'm alive and sometimes I'm not. Sometimes alive, I'm, you know, it's the same. You're living and effective when you're in God's word. That's the absorption of the word into your life. It's going to make you alive and active. It's a commitment that God made to you, and not necessarily the commitment you made to you on some resolution. God's committed to us, folks, that we will be alive and active when we're in his word. You can be alive, but you might not be active. Sometimes you're just feeling it, but you're just not producing any kind of result. I'm so appreciative that God's word says it's alive and active at the same time. So when do people become alive? Acts 2:37, we talked about this last week as we continue the review. It says, when the people heard this, when the message was going out and the church was being birthed and the preachers are preaching, right? When the people heard this new message, they were cut to the heart. That double-edged sword cuts them to the heart. The message penetrated and divided soul, spirit, joints, and marrow. It judged their thoughts and attitudes in their heart. What did it do? It stirred them to be active. It stirred them to be active. And the scripture says that in Acts 2:41. How did the people become active? Those who accepted the message were baptized. Those who accepted the message. That means some didn't accept the message, but those that did became active. And as the story and the word goes, they went out throughout the countryside and started preaching Jesus. The Bible says 3,000 were saved that day and more to follow. People became active. They became alive and active at the same time. And then there's those that didn't because they didn't accept the message, just like today. Some do, some don't. But those that do set the world on fire. They just set the world on fire. They go out. And they have this activeness in their heart. The Holy Spirit moves them and motivates them. Correct? The thoughts like this, being alive and active in prayer, though, then connects you to heaven. Connects you to heaven. Today is a special day for the Assemblies of God. Today launches the National Week of Prayer here in all our churches, in the Assemblies of God throughout the nation and world. We are announcing, they have announced today is the National Week of Prayer. We'll talk more about that as we go through today's message. And what a way to start the new year. We do this every single year because it's that important. The Assemblies of God start the new year. The first full week is launched as the National Week of Prayer. And that launches today. Keep an eye on the church's Facebook page. You will see all that activity here as we go throughout the week. The theme, as you see on the screen behind me, is awakening. Awakening is the theme of the National Week of Prayer this week, is awaken you. What does that actually mean? It means to revive you and renew you. It means to revive you and renew you. Revive what? Interest in what? Interest in prayer. My commitment is to pray more in 2024 than I did in 2023. To revive an interest. You know, sometimes you do something so much, it just starts to get like mundane, right? Whatever it may be, sometimes it just kind of slows you down and you start kind of getting methodical with it. And what happens there is you start to do less of it. And then one day you just don't do any of it. Today we're saying, let's do it again better than we ever did it before. Let's pray more than we ever have in the past. Think about how much you've prayed in the past. Renew that interest, because the awakening happens when people devote themselves to prayer. Your awakening in your life, that theme in the National Week of Prayer, when you devote yourself to prayer, that's as you begin to awaken. It is a contradiction to claim to want the power of God, but not to pray. You can't say, give me the power. I'll give you some examples here in a minute. You can't say, send the power for transformation in my life, but you're not willing to pray to get it. Jesus prayed. You can't say, Father, I want your power to be effective in my life, but you're not willing to talk to him. You're not willing to sit down and have a conversation with him. You're not willing to do that. Therefore, what else do you want him to do? I don't know, many of us here this morning probably know who Charles Spurgeon is, one of the famous preachers of the 1800s. Lived in England. Lots of literature out there today about Charles Spurgeon. The mid-1800s, he was a powerful preacher. They called him the Prince of Preachers back in the day. I don't know about you, but I wasn't there. I doubt any of you were there either, right? So we read about it. What a powerful preacher. He delivered 3,500 sermons to 10 million people throughout his life. He passed away in 1892, leaving a legacy. 60,000 people attended his calling hours, his viewing. Lasted 3 days. Who was the preacher overseeing that? 60,000 people. And then the funeral procession had 100,000 people lining the streets, paying their respects to the Prince of Preachers. And he had a thought about prayer. If you look on the screen behind me, here's the thought that Charles Spurgeon had about prayer. He says, prayer pulls the rope on earth that rings the bell in the ears of God. Some scarcely ring the bell, for they pray so lazily. Charles Spurgeon speaking. Others give only an occasional jerk at the rope. But the one who communicates with heaven is the one who grasps the rope boldly and pulls it continuously with all their might. Can you see it, church? Grabbing the rope of the bell and yanking on it all the time. God, listen. God, hear me. God, I'm ringing. God. And you continue to pull the cord, the rope of the bell, as it rings in the ears of God to get his attention. Now, I'm not saying you can't get his attention by a simple prayer. Charles Spurgeon is simply saying it's okay to ring the bell and ring it all the time in the ears of God and just keep ringing the bell. You know, a few weeks ago, some of the sermons we talked about, I brought up a couple people and we talked about them. Habakkuk, one of the prophets, minor prophets, and Hezekiah, king. I use those stories to kind of set you up for today. So I want to use those two today because it's probably fresh in your mind. And I want to use them both today as we talk about praying, being alive and active in prayer. Habakkuk was a minor prophet in the Old Testament. Now, there's not a whole lot of information about him. In fact, you read the book and it's not the longest book, right? And it just gives you some highlights of his life, and there's not tons of stuff out there. We talked about it here. But there's little known about him. But there's a few key things that I want to bring out today. Some things that I didn't mention, maybe. But he was really perplexed, as many of us are this day, that God would allow so much injustice to go on in the land. What did he do about that? He started to ring the bell of heaven. God, why? Why do you allow this to go on? Why is all this evil running rampant? Why is all this injustice happening? Why? Does anybody ring the bell like that? God, what are you doing? Now, he's ringing the bell, and he didn't do it just once. He grabbed the rope. He says, God, why is things so bad? God responds, I don't, you wouldn't believe it if I told you, right? But God has a dialogue with him. Why? Because he keeps ringing the bell. He has a dialogue with him. Why do you put up with it? So God answers, he says, listen, I'm not going to put up with it too much longer. I'll send the wicked Babylonians to take care of it. He rings the bell again. Are you serious? You're going to send wicked the wicked? Come on. He rings the bell again. Come on, God. What? How? Why? This is the prayer that many of us pray. Why? How? How come? The prayer some of us are praying for 2024. Lord, this is what happened in 2023. Let's do different in 2024. God, as we ring the bell of heaven. And now he's more confused than ever, sending wickedness for wickedness. Injustice people for more injustice, fixing. I don't get it. I don't understand it. That's us, right? That is us today. We don't understand. Church, we don't need to understand. We don't need to understand. We just need to ring the bell. God didn't tell us to understand. God said, ring the bell. Be obedient. Just ring the bell of heaven. I'll do the rest. So he does. Habakkuk does that. And God continues to give him more information. He continues to ring the bell. That means he continued to pray. That continued prayer, he prays and he starts to write things down. He kept a journal and he starts to write things down. Let's go to Habakkuk 3:12. I'm sorry, 3:2. This is the beginning of his one prayer. He goes, Lord, I've heard of your fame. He read the scriptures. He knew what God is capable of. Church, is there anybody here today that knows what God is capable of? Have you read anything anywhere? They said, this is what God has done in the past. And it's okay, church, to ring the bell and bring that and say, God, I know what you did before. It's okay to say that. So he does. God, I've heard of your fame. I stand in awe of your deeds. I, pastor, stand in awe of everything I've read. Wow. The power of heaven. That's what he's saying. Lord, repeat that this day. That's his prayer. Lord, do it again today. I pray. Do it again. In our time, make them known. In wrath, remember there's mercy. God, do what you got to do. But I know there's going to be wrath involved, but please remember your mercy. Just like we say today, there's a lesson in there. And the lesson is it's okay to repeatedly ring the bell of heaven looking for God's response. And then there's this other guy that we talked about a few weeks ago, King Hezekiah. If you remember right, I'll give you a little review. He becomes the king at 25 years old. How would you like that? You're king at 25. Some of us don't even want to go to work at 25, right? They're going to go, he's going to be king. And he was king for 29 years of the southern kingdom called Judah. As you know, the kingdom was split north and south. He's reigning over the south. His good old dad was king before him. And boy, he was a great guy, right? Wicked as they come. So the son assumes the throne and says, listen, that's my dad, but I got to fix things. It's a wreck. The things of God have been turned upside down. We're worshiping idols. The people are lost. There's injustice. No one's serving God. They're serving idols. It goes on and on and on. And This guy shows up and says, I'm going to fix it. As the story goes, right? God, what do you want me to do? How do I do it? The temple in Jerusalem is nailed shut. Locked down. No one's going to church. And this guy shows up and he says, I'm going to fix that. I'm going to restore the kingdom to do the things of God like we used to do. And at that time, if you remember, there's some wicked Assyrians that are like the dominant force at the time. And they're making their way south. They're sweeping through the northern kingdom and they're heading south. Ever get the feeling, church, where you know you're just like things aren't going right that day? Maybe things aren't going right that week. How would you feel if you woke up one day and you heard there is an army of hundreds of thousands heading for your house? That's what's going on here. And they're heading towards Jerusalem, right? They're heading his way. He's trying to restore a kingdom. He's trying to do the right things. And here comes more wickedness. So he prays, God, what do I do? And this guy shows up. Some guy shows up. At the time, Isaiah is ministering throughout the land. There's a guy you want to hang out with. He shows up. He says, listen, they're not going to take Jerusalem. And God will send them home. But you got to pray. So Hezekiah goes to the temple in Jerusalem. He unboards it. He opens it back up, right? And I'm going to go to church. And in that house, I'm going to pray. And so he does. And he prays. And what does he do? He starts to ring the bell of God. Ring the bell of heaven with his prayer. God, deliver us. God, he starts to cry out, right? He starts to cry out in prayer. God, God, God. I don't know if it's the new year, but he's in the church. He's in the temple, and he's ringing the bell of God like you could do today. Just ring the bell of God. Before you leave, you can ring the bell of God as much as you need to in the house today. And he's ringing the bell, and he leaves, and he doesn't know what's going to happen. And as the bell of heaven is getting rung, God says to an angel, go down there and wipe out 185,000 of those soldiers. They're not coming into my hometown. The bell was ringing in heaven by one guy. And he rang that bell, and God responded. God came down with an angel and struck 185,000 troops dead. And as they woke up the next morning, the land was littered with dead bodies. I know I'm paraphrasing a lot of it, but that's exactly what happened. And the rest of them, as Isaiah said, they retreated, right? How many know this story, right? Why? Because a guy showed up at church, pulled the nails out of the door and opened up the temple, and he went in and prayed and started ringing the bell of God. I don't know what it looks like. God, I don't know how you could, I don't know. And I know this though, if I just pray, I'll be alive and active. I'll have something happen if I just pray. And something happened. God decided because the bell of heaven was getting rung. You know, this guy left a legacy in 2 Kings 18, 6 through 7. He held fast to the Lord. That means he prayed and he stayed with God and did not stop following him. He kept the commands the Lord had given Moses, and the Lord was with him. He was successful in whatever he undertook. He rebelled against the king of Assyria, and he never served him. Hezekiah realized how feeble his reforming attempts would be without his prayers. So he pounded on God's door until he saw God deliver. He rang the bell of God, just like Charles Spurgeon told us. The thought's like this: it's not just the prayer that's the awakening. Prayer is the awakening. It's not the prayer that you're saying, it's that your obedience of praying rings the bell of God. If my people, who are called by my name, would humble themselves and then. If my people who will humble themselves and pray, and then I will do what? I will come in and heal your land. I will show up in your life in 2024. I will make you alive and active. I will show up. I'll do it. I'm not going to necessarily tell you how I'm going to do it, but I will show up. Just pray. Just be alive and pray. Hezekiah had life. He was alive. He was active. He was effective. He was powerful. Something that he did, what his prayer produced, a result. And the result was deliverance because he prayed, because he rang the bell of heaven. Hezekiah's faith precipitated a national revival. Church, how about we have the same level of faith in 2024? How about we just start ringing the bell of heaven and say, God, give us a renewing, a revival. Make us alive and active more than we've ever been alive and active. Being alive and active happens when we pray. That's how we're alive and active. And today, as mentioned, launches the National Week of Prayer for the Assemblies of God. This week, this church is going to pray and be alive and active more than ever for your lives, your family, your community, your church. We're going to enter the new year in prayer. And there's 7 prayer points that the Assemblies of God are putting out. And I want to go through each of those 7 this morning and talk about them as we move through the message. And each day you'll see them posted on the church Facebook page. So please, if you're not a member of the church Facebook page, please go and check it out because you'll see them. Now the church Facebook page is public. You don't need to be on Facebook. Just go to facebook.com and research Cross Point Canton and you'll find us there. It is a public page. You don't need to be on Facebook, but you can watch their prayer points light up each week. Today, we're going to pray for some consistency. How many want to be consistent? We're not near as consistent as we used to be, right? We want to pray the prayer of consistency upon our lives, asking God to help us be faithful and steadfast in our prayer. So your first day today, we're going to pray about praying. God, let me get through. I want to be better praying in 2024 than I was in 2023. That's my commitment. I got to pray more. Paul said it to the Romans. He says, listen, rejoice in hope. Be patient in tribulation. And he says, be constant in prayer. That's in Romans 12:12. It won't be on the screen behind me, but it says Romans 12:12. He says, listen, rejoice in hope. There's hope, church, in 2024. Why do I know that? Because I serve a risen Savior. And there's always hope. So he writes and says, there's hope. Rejoice in that. So let's rejoice in the hope that we always live under. Let's rejoice in that, he says. Rejoice. And then he says, be patient in your tribulation. Now, you're always going to have the tribulation. Some of you are carrying the tribulations from 2023 into 2024 because you're stuck with it right now. Some of the tribulations in 2023 are gone, and you're going to have some new ones in 2024. That's called life. But God says, listen, and Paul writes this, just be patient. But in the midst of all that, be consistent and constant in your prayer time, because that's what will deliver you as you ring the bell of God in heaven. The consistency. Now, church, I want you to stop and think. This is really serious this morning. I want you to stop and think, how consistent have we been in our prayer time? This church offers many prayer meetings throughout the week. You could come on a Wednesday night at 10:30 and go through intercessory prayer. Maybe now you need to do that. Maybe some of you that have not been attending, maybe you say, I've got to be consistent. I need some help. That's a place to go to get some help in how to pray. We pray at Sunday mornings at 9 o'clock. Pre-service prayer. You want to pray? You want to get into the consistency of praying? Come into 9 o'clock over the prayer room down the main hall, and you can pray for 45 minutes. You can pray. Once a month, we do parents' heart prayer, last Thursday of the month. You can come in and you can pray for the schools, the kids, your grandkids. You could ring the bell of God for your kids. How many should be doing that, right? I just mentioned three. For those of you that hold private prayer meetings in your home, invite more people. You know who you are. Just invite more people. Reach out. Let's be consistent in our prayer, constant in our prayer in 2024. Monday, tomorrow, we're going to pray for repentance. Pray to repent of our sins and seek God's favor for ourselves, our families, and our nation. Pray for repentance. Paul writes in Romans 10:13, he says, for everyone who calls upon the name of the Lord will be saved. It's not this big thing. You don't have to join a church. You don't have to give money. Those are all the byproducts of things that God lays on your heart. But I tell you what, if you call upon the name of the Lord, you'll be saved. It is that simple. God save me. I'm not doing the right things. You ring the bell of God and you say, God, just save me. I'm calling upon your name. You're good. Transformation happens in your heart, and we pray for that on Monday. We pray for repentance. On Tuesday, we're going to pray for intercession. Intercession, pleading on behalf of somebody else. See, there's somebody right now, church, that needs you and I to ring the bell of heaven for them. Because they're struggling on their own to do it because they may be so sick in body. They may be unconscious. They may be in a hospital. They need somebody at Cross Point Church to ring the bell of heaven on their behalf. On that day, we're going to do that. Lord God, help me do better with my prayer of intercession. We pray for the Holy Spirit's strength to persist in prayer and allow God to change us so we can help pray and ring the bell of heaven for somebody else. The prayer of intercession. 1 Timothy 2:1, let me read it to you. I urge you, he writes, Paul writes to Timothy. First of all, you got to pray for all the people. Ask God to help them. Intercede on their behalf and give thanks for them. Father, I'm going to ring the bell of heaven this week like I've never rang it before. Somebody needs me. If you're sitting here in a worship center today and you're feeling halfway decent, you're pretty good, you're here, you might not feel your best, but you're feeling good, there's somebody that's not feeling so good. And they need you to ring the heaven's bell and just ring it and say, God, help them. We're going to pray for that intercession. Wednesday, we're going to pray for evangelism. Pray for boldness to share the gospel to those who need Christ. This is my prayer that this church in 2024 will commit themselves to evangelism. The Cross Point Church will go out in the community of Canton and Lewisville and Perry and Jackson and North Canton and Green and the surrounding areas and over to Alliance, and we will evangelize and we will pray. We will ring the bell of heaven as we evangelize people and we'll bring them into the church and disciple them. And transformed lives, we pray for that. Pray for the boldness to share the gospel with those who need Christ. Church, somebody out there is depending on you in 2024. God has designated somebody, many people, for each of us. And if we don't do it, they won't be reached. God would have to move on to somebody else because he gave that person to me to reach. And if I don't do it, he'll have to seek somebody else. Church, let's evangelize. Matthew 9, 36 through 38. Let me read it for you. So when he saw the crowds, Jesus. He saw and he had compassion on them because they were really confused and they were helpless. They were like sheep without a shepherd. He says to his disciples, the harvest is great, but the workers are few. So ring the bell of heaven, says, so pray to the Lord who is in charge of that harvest and ask him to send more workers into the fields. Church, I'm asking Cross Point Church, if you're not involved in the ministry, to get involved in the ministry. To reach somebody. To come on a journey night on a Wednesday night and bring somebody. What's it about? It's about faith, fellowship, and food. What's that mean? It's evangelism. That's what it's all about. Wednesday, we pray for evangelism. Thursday, we pray for unity. Pray that the believers will be unified in love as we seek God together. A healthy church is one that's unified together. When you watch and hear a divisiveness in God's house, you know that that church is not unified and that's not from heaven. 1 Corinthians 1:10 says, I appeal to you, brothers and sisters, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that all of you will agree with one another in what you say, and that there is just no division among you. See, church, you don't have to agree necessarily all the time. But how you disagree determines whether we're unified. But that you are perfectly united in mind and thought. Brother, I don't necessarily agree with that, Pastor, but I'm okay because I serve Jesus. We might not always agree, but we will agree that we serve a risen Savior. And we pray that the church is always united. Friday, we're going to pray for spiritual gifts. Pray for the gifts of the Spirit to operate in our lives and in our churches. I love it on a Sunday morning when God moves and someone starts speaking in an unknown tongue and someone interprets that. Let's read that. 1 Corinthians 12. It reads like this. To one, there's a given the gift through the Spirit of message of wisdom. There are people here today that have that gift. To another, the message of knowledge by the means of the same Spirit. Another gift. To another, faith by the same Spirit. That's supernatural faith. To another, gifts of healing by that same Spirit. Yeah, there's people here that have that gift. To another, miraculous powers. To another, prophecy. To another, distinguishing between spirits. To another, speaking in a different kind of tongue. And still to another, the interpretation of the speaking in the tongue. All of these are the work of one and the same Spirit. And he distributes them to each one as he determines. Some have many, some have few, but it's God who decides who gets what. But church, you can ring the bell of heaven and ask for whatever and seek for whatever you want. And the ears of God will listen. We pray on that day, on Friday, for those spiritual gifts to fill our church with signs and wonders. You probably know by now your pastor loves the signs and wonders of heaven. Saturday, as we wrap up the week, we're going to pray for renewal. We're going to pray to be renewed. Pray for a deeper desire to know Christ and experience the power of his Spirit in our lives. God, just renew us. 2 Corinthians 4:16, as he writes again, therefore, don't lose heart. Though outwardly we're wasting away, but inwardly we are being renewed day by day by day. As we continue to ring the bell of heaven, God continues to restore and renew you inwardly. God expects us to renew who we are, our knowledge, our attitudes, our strength, and our mind. God has an expectation that we ring the bell of heaven and we allow the Spirit to renew us day by day. Outwardly, we might not look so good as the years go on, but inwardly, we are spiritual giants. Because we ring the bell of heaven and we're alive and active. Let that be you and I this year, church. God wants you to live a better way, a better life in 2024. And rejoice in the hope, as the scripture speaks. Have patience during your times of tribulation, as the word speaks, but be constant in prayer during all times. And ring the bell of heaven. Let God listen. Today, your pastor is calling for 21 days of prayer and fasting at Cross Point Church. This is the week of prayer, 7 days, and I just went through the 7-day prayer points. But I feel that we need to do 21 days of prayer and fasting. Fasting? Yeah, fasting. Deny your flesh something, whether it be all day food, days of not having food, whatever God lays on your heart. Maybe there's something in your life that you just need to give up for heaven. Maybe you're a coffee addict, and God says, I want you to abstain from coffee for 21 days or whatever it may be. Maybe you're a gaming addict. God says that is controlling your life. Throw it away. Focus on ringing the bell of heaven. Church, I believe if we spend the next 21 days in prayer and fasting and we continue to ring the bell of heaven, I think your 2024 is going to be a whole lot better than your 2023. Now, I'm going to ask for a prayer of commitment. So stop and think. Start praying in your seat, your pew right now, because in a minute I'm going to ask for a prayer of commitment. We're just going to ask that you raise your hand and say, God, I'm going to commit. I'm going to tell you right now, church, I commit. I'm going to commit. 21 days. 21 days of prayer and fasting. Is there anybody else at Cross Point Church? It says, Pastor, I'm with you. Is there anybody else who will say, raise your hand and say, Pastor, I'm going to spend the next 21 days in prayer and fasting. If that is you, just raise your hand and cry out to heaven and ring heaven's bell and say, God, I'm going to do it. God will tell you what you need to fast and let God and you decide. Let you guys have that communication and prayer. God, just tell me. I already know what I'm doing. You're raising your hand today, church. You're making a commitment to heaven. You're not making a commitment to me. You're not making a New Year's resolution. You're committing to heaven and ringing the bell of God, saying, I'm going to commit to this, and nothing's going to stop me. I'm not going to be the 90% of the New Year's resolution people. We'll come back in on Sunday, January 28th, in exactly 3 weeks, and we will celebrate the fact that we rang the bell of God, and you will watch how the transformation takes place in your life as you commit to pray more and fast. Next week, we'll be talking about that a little bit more as we're alive and active. And we'll spend a few more weeks talking about being alive and active with certain things. Your 2024 is going to be transformed because you're going to ring the bell of God more than you ever have. And you're going to watch at the end of 2024, and we reassemble at Cross Point Church on some Sunday or Wednesday. I'm going to hear the testimonies that your 2024 was transformed because you were ringing the bell of heaven early 2024. Church, stand with me as we close. If you haven't made a commitment by a show of hands, you could still do that in your prayer time. Just commit to heaven. That you're going to be awakened in your prayer time. That something's going to change you in your prayer time. That 2024 will be different than 2023 because you're making a commitment to ring the bell of God and things will change. Father God, in Jesus' name, I pray for Cross Point Church. For everybody here today, Lord, those that couldn't be here that are sick in body, Lord God, I pray right now. I pray right now. Lord, as I ring the bell of heaven, I pray, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that you restore their physical health. I pray, Lord God, that today, on this day, January 7th of 2024, that they're touched by heaven because Cross Point Church decided, made a commitment to ring the bell, that your ears are listening for this church to go to heaven and say, Lord God, touch those people ill in body. Father God, for the ministries here at Cross Point Church, Lord God, I pray, Lord God, that you outpour power, effective power, to transform lives. Let the ministries grow. Let people get dedicated more so than ever. Lord God, let them commit more than ever. Lord God, let some transformation happen in their lives. In my life, Lord God, let something happen that didn't happen before. Lord God, as I ring the bell of heaven, I pray, Lord God, for a new outpouring, Lord. God, I thank you for Cross Point Church, for everything they've done and everything we're going to do. Lord God, I know as you have spoken to me, you are not done with us yet. So Lord God, let us be your servants. You be our God. We'll do and go where you tell us to go. And we commit, Lord God, for the next 21 days to pray and fast and believe that if we ring the bell of heaven, you will respond. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Church, give a praise offering to heaven today. Give a praise offering. I believe that God's love will awaken you. Let God's love awaken you as we praise his name, as we head out into the community.
Your love is greater. Your love is strong.